Hello, everyone. James Hilliard here. Welcome to Connection Point. In recent years, you've probably noticed that organizations have dramatically changed how they operate. Shifts in how day-to-day work is completed raise the bar on what is required of IT infrastructure, particularly servers. User demand for rapid, remote access to complex data and new ways of working often drives a need for upgraded servers. Today's infrastructure should be built on innovation and design to support your needs now and multiple generations of future technologies. In this Connect with Experts Connection Point podcast, pleased to have Alan Oh on board, Senior Systems Engineer and Solutions Architect with PC Connection Services. Alan is here to talk about server solutions that can help your organization reduce cost and complexity, keep your applications running, scale for future growth, and keep your budget in check. Alan has a great list of accomplishments here, over 15 years of experience in enterprise server and storage technology, previously worked at IBM, holds several senior level industry certifications, I think it was 15 plus and counting, also the co-author of a couple of books and red books out there from IBM, their systems director management console, and IBM AIX 5.3 Differences, their guide addendum red books. So really glad to have been able to reach out and have Alan on board for today's conversation. So Alan, welcome. And I want to start with IBM servers and storage. They span a wide range of business needs. Let's have you go over some of those server and storage offerings from IBM and how they really fit into the enterprise data center of today.
Yeah, I'll go over the offerings that PC Connection is authorized to sell and support. They are the Power Systems, the System X, and the PureFlex Systems. Power Systems is IBM's platform based on the Power 7 Plus processor. It runs AIX, Linux, System I, and it's optimized for compute-intensive, highly scalable workloads. PowerVM virtualization is built into the hardware. And Power Systems also provides the highest level of performance, security, reliability of any Unix operating system through AIX and Linux.
On those Power Systems, are those primarily for just the large enterprise customers?
No, a lot of smaller customers with the requirement for AIX or Linux for their applications run Power Servers in their data center whenever they need anything compute intensive or a Unix platform. IBM has a range of products in the Power portfolio that includes everything from the single socket 710 and 701, the PS701 blade servers, to the high-end 795, which can scale up to 256 Power 7 Plus cores. So they have offerings that encompass from the smallest to the largest customers.
And let's focus a little bit here on IBM System X. Maybe we do a little compare contrast here. How do those servers really differentiate themselves from other vendors' x86 servers that are on the market?
So IBM System X servers, there's a portfolio of models that include feature-rich, scalable enterprise x86 servers to rack-optimized servers. IBM is heavily into R&D. They spend 50% more on R&D than any other vendor company. So they have a lot of cutting-edge technology built into all of their servers, things like predictive failure analysis, light path diagnostics, first failure data capture, things that ensure reliability and availability. And also one unique capability is X5, which is the ability to expand memory on these X5 servers independent of the processors to allow for the most memory in the industry in each class of servers. As an example, the X3850 X5 delivers 6 times the memory of any 4-socket x86 server today for the maximum utilization, reliability, and performance needed for compute and memory-intensive workloads. All of this is managed by the IBM Systems Director, which is a platform management software that allows you to easily manage System X, and as well as power and storage and other IBM hardware under a single pane of glass. So I think those are some things that differentiate IBM from the other x86 vendors on the market. Oh, and I forgot to mention, aside from servers, IBM storage. So IBM storage offerings include a variety of disk storage subsystems, storage virtualization appliances, which I think are kind of unique offerings to IBM, and tape. Disk storage subsystems, they include everything on the low end from the V3700 and the VS3700 3500 to all the way up to the VS8000 and the XIV and the really popular V7000 in the mid-range as well. They have a lot of NAS devices, the V7000 Unify, the N-Series, SONAS, and Flash Systems, which is a recent offering, which is an all-flash storage appliance. The storage virtualization appliance, which I mentioned was unique to IBM, includes the SVC, the SAN volume controller, and the V7000, which have the ability to manage and virtualize multiple vendor storage. So you can actually manage other vendors' storage underneath these appliances and have it present out to the host. So I think that's a unique capability that could actually add a lot of value to a customer's data center, or depending on your needs.
All right, Alan, let's do this. Let's jump over to IBM's newest portfolio of products. They're Pure Systems, specifically jumping into a little more details about Pure Flex and Flex Systems and the benefits folks can get from that platform.
And I wanted to explain this briefly because there's some confusion. IBM Pure Systems are IBM's newest portfolio of products that include expert integrated systems consisting of server, storage, networking, and software. And under that portfolio are the Pure Application Systems. It's a platform designed for transactional web and database applications. Pure Data Systems, which are optimized for delivering data services. And Pure Flex Systems, which I'm going to talk more about. And that's because the PC Connection is authorized to sell and service Pure Flex Systems, which is the hardware, sort of the hardware component of Pure Systems. So that's the component that combines compute, storage, networking, virtualization, and management into a single infrastructure system, all under a unified management console.
And then let's go into a little more detail here, the benefits of this platform for a data center.
With the Pure Flex Systems, all the components are pre-selected, pre-integrated at the factory. Before it comes on site. So it eliminates the complexity of setting up the components and makes it much easier to deploy and manage. So a customer can get a PureFlex system, including the rack, the storage, the chassis server, the switches, all of it, and including the management software and some of the virtualization software, both Power and x86, so VMware, KVM, PowerVM. You can get all of that actually configured ahead of time from the factory. So a lot of the setup that's normally done on-site at the customer can be eliminated. So I can talk more about the PureFlex systems, and then that includes the 42U rack, the FSM, which is the management node, the Flex System storage nodes that's within the chassis, and then the top of rack fiber channel and network switches. And it also, if you get the PureFlex systems, it includes on-site services. IBM Flex systems are the built-to-order systems that include only chassis components, such as the I/O modules and FSM nodes and compute nodes. It doesn't include the rack and software components that are bundled with the Pure Flex system offerings. So you can basically think of this as IBM's follow-on to the Blade Center product line.
Hey, Alan, you've provided a good overview of some of those IBM offerings. I want to move over to some of the PC Connection Inc. offerings in terms of what is it that organizations are going to get from PC Connection Inc. when they're starting either their server or storage refresh or they're doing some type of upgrade project.
PC Connection, first of all, is authorized for everything in the Power Systems, the Power AIX Systems product line, all the way up to the highest 770, 780, 795 systems. And as well as the System X, the Blade Centers, the 850, 3950 X5 systems, the storage all the way up to the highest end systems, the N series, the flash systems. So there's nothing in those three product lines that we're not authorized for. We're authorized to sell, service, and build solutions around all of those portfolios. Besides implementation services, we also do a lot of server assessment services. So we're IBM SCON certified, server consolidation certified. We've done numerous server assessments, both funded by IBM and both on the Power Systems and System X platform, that have led to very large server consolidation and migration projects that have saved customers millions of dollars a year in software licensing and administration costs.
Give us a brief overview here of, you know, what folks would get if they went through a server assessment.
So a typical server assessment, in general, you would inventory the current environment. You'd gather information on the customer requirements and future growth requirements, collect performance utilization information on the current resources, assess how the server utilization, maintenance, administration, and software licensing costs can be best optimized with the consolidation. And then we, as a final deliverable product, we put together both a complete target server hardware and software solution, along with a plan for migration and implementation of the new environment.
And let's do this before we let you go here. Who's a good candidate? When should folks be thinking about a server assessment?
One kind of rule of thumb is if you have servers that are 3 years old or older, I find that those are pretty easy candidates for if you do a server, even an outright server replacement or a consolidation. You'll see, based on maintenance costs, usually a software licensing cost if you have software involved, and power and cooling costs, you'll see immediate benefits. And I've seen payback periods of a year or two years or less on those older servers if you do an assessment. Other situations could be if there's a merger or a change in the organization, that's probably a good time to look at server assessments. If you're planning to do a new project, that could be an opportunity to look at your older servers as well to see maybe if you could consolidate what you have with the new environment.
Yeah, that all makes sense, Alan. With that, we'll wrap things up here, but really do appreciate you taking time and joining us on Connection Point.
Thank you.
And of course, folks, if you do want to learn more about IBM server products and services that can help ensure your organization is ready to design an infrastructure for tomorrow, then turn to the PC Connection family of companies. You can contact your account manager today to learn more about beginning your next IT project with an assessment and, of course, engaging their on-staff experts. You can also learn more at pcconnection.com, or you're invited to call 1-800-800-0014. Want to send us an email? It's pretty simple. connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Once again, I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us here on Connection Point.